This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights Starting Right Now, one of the Tampa Bay community organizations that could benefit from the historic gas plant redevelopment project. I'm your host today, Neil Solons. Starting Right Now focuses on empowering Tampa Bay homeless youth with resources and opportunity. This episode includes material that some may find sensitive. See the description for more details. I first asked founder and CEO Vicki Sokolic about what led her to start this type of rewarding work.
My son came home the second day of his senior year in high school and started telling me about a student who stood up in the class and was announcing that she was dropping out of school and going to work full time because her home was no longer safe. And I really didn't think anything about it when he was telling me the story, but the next day he came home and he said, "What did you work out for Amanda?" And I was like, "What?" And he said, "Well, I wouldn't have been telling you if I didn't want her to get help. I can't imagine that she would be dropping out of school her senior year." And so Amanda was my first understanding of a term that is unaccompanied homeless youth, which is a federal term for a student that is not living with their parent or guardian and not eligible for foster care because they left home versus being taken from home. And I just couldn't imagine navigating a system as a 17-year-old and not getting a high school diploma. And that population just really spoke to me that I did not realize at the time that there were hundreds of kids like her in her situation, and I couldn't just look away and started helping.
As you learned about the problem, what are maybe some misconceptions that exist that the public may feel about young people who are facing these challenges?
You know, when I first started doing this, if somebody would have said to me, a child was kicked out of their home or left their home, I would have immediately thought bad kid. And that is a complete misconception because actually these kids have inherited inequities that they had no choice in the matter. And they're actually amazing kids. And kids don't act out for no reason. There is a problem going on where they're unable to handle the situation, so they act out. The second thing is that there's a misconception that if you are a minor, you're automatically going to foster care. And that's not true. Foster care has to prove abuse, neglect, or abandonment. And if they can't prove that, you may not get help. Sadly, almost 100% of the girls in my program have been raped in their home, and they're not going to stay there and continue to get raped. So there's so many misconceptions, and people need to realize that these kids really need help.
Vicki, how does Starting Right Now help to solve the problem?
Starting Right Now is a completely holistic program in that not only do we provide safe housing and access to food, access to transportation back to school, but we give academic support, we give social services support, We have developed our own curriculum to help the kids heal from their trauma. And every student is matched with a mentor, so they have a reliable adult. And we help the kids propel to their next goal. 1% of our youth go to the military, 9% go to vocational training, and the rest go to higher education. And we do case management with them until they are in their careers. And so we are ending the cycle of generational poverty and homelessness.
And how big an impact has this had since the time that you started, starting right now?
Oh my gosh. I mean, we've been doing this now for 16 years. When we first started, I did not realize that there was literally no safety net for these kids. We've been able to author and amend 10 laws to help protect these youth who had no protection at the state level. And we've graduated more than 300 youth to go on to be teachers, social workers, EMTs, nurses, MDs, you name it, in our community. And really what it does is it builds safer, stronger communities.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
While you're working on that challenge, obviously the Rays have been working with the Heinz team, and we've been talking with experts, kind of digging deeper into this gas plant redevelopment project, but it's also given us a chance to talk with nonprofit partners like yours. How have the Rays impacted your organization?
Oh my gosh. I mean, since inception, there have been so many ways. I mean, for one, we are privately funded. And so the funding that we get from the Rays is just monumental for us in order to help these youth. But going beyond that, I reach out to the Rays all the time because they are an amazing connector to other partners. When we're seeking something, they know all the nonprofits in the community. And just recently, we were having a mental health issue and reached out to the Rays, and they were able to connect us with a mental health provider that ended up helping one of our youth. And so it goes way beyond the funding. And in addition, Matt Silverman, the president of the Rays, was chairman of our board for 15 years and led us to financial stability.
And beyond that, you know, I know that some of the things involved with the historic gas plant redevelopment project include mentorship and internship, parts of intentional equity initiatives. How can programs like these help the young people, especially those that you're working with?
Oh, I mean, I will tell you that the mentorship is the biggest component of transformation for our youth, period. When you take kids who have never had a reliable adult in their life and all of a sudden match them with someone who can guide them with healthy choices, making healthy decisions, it changes everything. And it builds a relationship with our youth. We did an alumni survey that went back to 2008, and 90% of our youth still have a relationship with their mentor. That's how strong a mentor relationship can be. And, you know, when you're someone who only knows what they know and have lived in poverty your whole life, going to get a car, you need someone to help you. Buying a first home, you need someone to help you. I mean, it's without that reliable person, you could end up making a really bad decision for yourself.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live, only on Netflix.
The gas plant redevelopment project includes a 20-year plan. So when you think of teens having the opportunity to plan ahead with possible jobs, mentorship, et cetera, how do you think this could potentially change their future and really maybe change your organization's future as you look forward?
You know, it would be a godsend for us because since St. Pete College went from a 2-year community college to a 4-year college, it opened a door for our kids to be able to attend that university, no matter if they needed community college or if they wanted to go to a 4-year college. And unfortunately, we're not able to do that. We can't send our kids there because there is nowhere for our kids to live. They don't have dorms, and housing costs are not to where our kids can afford them. And this would allow our kids the opportunity to be able to afford housing and be able to use this amazing, you know, asset that's right in our community.
You have probably, I'm sure, many positive stories of hope. Can you share a couple with our listeners?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. We had a student who nobody realized was living on a park bench. And when she started accumulating absences, they started asking questions. And it turns out that the absences were all because when she got her menstrual cycle, she didn't have access to feminine hygiene products. So she just couldn't come to school. Turns out that as they started asking these questions, they realized she is an unaccompanied homeless youth. Coming to school, she had figured out that she could join the lacrosse team to shower, but was living in this park. And once she enrolled in our program, she soared. She's now an RN, actually working at a St. Pete hospital. And you just know that the care that she gives her patients is incredible because of the plight that she was dealt.
Well, I know it's incredible the work that you have done with starting right now over the last, 16 now years. We certainly appreciate some time on the podcast and wish you continued success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I am hoping you get it.
Thanks so much to Vicki Sokolic of Starting Right Now for joining us on the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.